Nina Emerson is the director of the Resource Center on Impaired Driving at the UW Law School. She says the number one deterrent to drunk driving is the fear of getting caught. But Emerson says research shows people often drink and drive several times before they're pulled over, lulling them into a sense of complacency.
Well, I think that socially we're changing our beliefs somewhat to say that it's not okay to drive drunk. I don't see there as being a very compelling sense of apprehension, and I think that that would really make a difference.
Emerson says that perception change has to be done through increased law enforcement, and she thinks sobriety checkpoints would be a good option for police. Wisconsin is currently one of 12 states that doesn't allow them. Emerson says the safest thing people can do is decide how they're getting home before they go out. She says the Tavern League of Wisconsin offers rides home from bars in several counties. Last year, the league gave more than 45,000 rides. Christina Clarkson, Wisconsin Public Radio.